This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you could do up there, and I do mean a gazillion and three things that you could do up on the website, and I do appreciate the time that you're with us, you know, the time you spend with us. And tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Seriously, let's irritate as many people as humanly possible. I'm good with that. I really am. It doesn't bother me at all. Because we're giving them real information. Some people love to write me and tell me about the fake news that we put up on a daily basis. It's only fake because they don't believe it. You know, one fella is challenging me on my numbers with JFK. It's like, you know, dude, go ask somebody else. You know, get challenged with somebody else. Because the reality is when it comes to those numbers and how they're spun, if you would, and how they're looked at, everybody's got a different viewpoint of how they worked. Now, there's only one real viewpoint. You know, either tax cuts. He started going through this whole thing when I talked about the tax cuts that JFK did and how close Trump's tax cut plan is with JFK. JFK's, and he started telling me, getting all CPA-ish on me about the differences, you know, in the different of what the dollar's worth and inflation and all this other stuff. I'm going, look, did he do tax cuts or not? Because he didn't talk about all that. All he said was, if we cut taxes on businesses, they'll hire more people. Look, you're looking at a business owner. I mean, we had a larger business at one point in time. We had a bunch of people working for us. Now, do you really believe for a minute that if I had more regulations, if my taxes were higher, that I was more inclined to hire more people? I mean, really, what kind of accident do you have to get into and lose your mind to understand that one, to screw that one up? I used to love my old pastor would say, right? You have to hire somebody to help you get that one wrong. Sometimes I hear these guys talk and I go, look, you don't have to have a degree in economics to figure out if you tax the crud out of a business, they can't hire anybody. There's no money left. You're looking at cash flow, you're looking at what's coming in, and you're looking at what you can play with or what you got to play with. It does. It's out of control. It gets crazy after a while. Very irritating. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much do appreciate the time you're spending with me. You can head up to Facebook. There's smarter people than I up there. A lot more going on up there as well. And I do appreciate the stuff that you're doing with us, for us, and what have you. All right. Let's just get to the stories of the hour. And what I love about this, if I post these on Facebook, and specifically if I go to these pages that I know there's a lot of Dems on, they lose their minds. And they come up with all these reasons why we're wrong. And you know, I know you've noticed, we're wrong all the time. They always get it right. We always get it wrong. I love to say there could be back-to-back speeches, one from Obama, one from Trump. Trump could steal the words from Obama, and Trump's would be all wrong. Everything in it, every process, every thought process said it would be wrong, but if Obama said it, it would be 100% correct and right. Now, I love these people talking about how much it's costing Donald Trump to go all over the place and the family to be protected and blah, 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 blah. But we never heard that outrage about the Obama family. We never heard that outrage when Mr. and Mrs. Obama went two different places on vacations, when Mrs. Obama took 30 of her best friends to Europe on a trip. You know, but that was her entourage. Those were all her assistants. Melania Trump is giving back millions to taxpayers that Michelle Obama selfishly took. Hey, look, we could spin it like they do. The liberal media threw a fit earlier this year when Melania Trump decided to stay in Trump Towers, remember? In New York City for a few months. Oh, the Secret Service was costing more money. They had to rent the floors above and below and so on and so forth. And the Trumps were all wrong. And the Obamas were all correct. Now they're staying silent about the fact that Melania is doing something huge to save American taxpayers' money. And it puts Michelle Obama to shame. Now, according to a report published by a private organization that tracks government spending, Open the Books, that's what it's called, reveals that Melania Trump has saved more money with her staff than Michelle Obama did as the First Lady. Now, Melania has 19 fewer staffers. Michelle had 24. All to serve Her Highness. I mean, Mrs. Obama. Now, remember that they were all making fun of Mr. Trump when he was running for office because he only had 90 staffers. Mrs. Clinton had like 900 or 600. I don't remember the number now. But think about that. That's how she would run the government. Overstaffed, bloated, people bumping into each other. And for all that work and no strategy and a lousy plan is why she lost. She had all that money, all those people, a lousy plan. She couldn't connect. She lost. It's the Russians' fault. Always amazing. Now, they revealed that Melania Trump saved more money, and it was all because of staff. Melania could have 24 staffers like Michelle, but part of the Trump plan was to streamline the White House staff, not increase it, not keep it bloated. Which under Obama had become a bloated bureaucracy. Michelle was such a prima donna that she employed numerous staffers, including schedulers, directors, planners, associates, associate planners, social and press secretaries, and a whole bunch more. I think she had assistants for the assistants. Yeah, you hold the gas tank open, and I'll pump the gas, and then we'll have another assistant make sure we don't go over the dollar amount. While they're watching, yeah, we'll need three for that. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Oh, no, there's more. There's more on what she did after the break. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material for from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, head over to thereelside.com where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you get involved in so many conversations. Smarter people than I are up in that live feed. But on the website, thereelside.com, there's also a live chat room there, so you can talk to people that are smarter than I am, definitely a lot smarter than I am, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right, let's get back at it, because I am tired of letting the left get away with, you know, I go look on Facebook sometimes, I start looking at stories, I'm tagged by a lot of people, and you know, explain this, explain it. Well, let's get something first. I don't explain anything for Trump. Last I checked, I don't know, Timmy, are we getting checks from the Trump, any of the Trump organizations for consulting? I'm still waiting. Okay, I'm still waiting for the phone call. So I don't tell them nothing. I'm not going to say anything to them. This is up to them to figure out. All right, that's number one. Number two is I'm tired of hearing how much money that the Trumps are spending on travel and all this other stuff. Because, it's another line of malarkey. He didn't care about how much Obama spent. It didn't seem to bother you at all. But when it comes with Trump, if he buys, God forbid he gets one extra scoop of ice cream, it might cost the taxpayer 49 cents. We don't want any part of that. And it doesn't matter how much money Trump's willing to save. When you talk to some of the things that he's done, some of the aerospace industry leaders that he's spoken with, to knock some of the bills down on these, you go out to bid. I get all of that. And some of them don't go out to bid because they're service contracts. They've been around forever. I don't know if you know that. Service contracts don't go out to bid necessarily. So anyway, Melania Trump is saving taxpayers millions of dollars. Why? Because she doesn't have 21 people or 24 or 29 or whatever it was, people working for her. She doesn't need all those assistants. Her press secretaries don't need assistants. Her assistants don't need assistants. Anyway, the Trump White House is saving a total of $22 million alone on what Melania does. Now, President Trump's leader White House payroll, as reported by Forbes, is saving taxpayers $22 million overall. The information is verified by the fact that the current salaries for the White House employees was made public last week. Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Jared Kushner are all taking a total salary of zippo, $0. But they can't take zero. They're probably taking a dollar. Since Melania Trump has lived the life of a very rich woman in her adult years, especially after marrying Donald Trump, common sense would suggest that she'd be the one who would go in for the lavish spending, but that's just not so. On the other hand, Mrs. Oblamo, her previous home in Chicago, and while it was a beautiful house in an upscale neighborhood, it was far from the digs of the Oprah and Richard Branson set. Those were two of the Obamas loved to hobnob with on their lavish vacations. While one would think, given their histories, Michelle would expect fewer luxuries. Her 8 years as first lady proved that that wasn't the case. You know, it's really funny when these people leave and you get White House staff that speaks up. The cooks, right, the maids, or what have you, under Billy Bob Clinton, how they started coming out of the woodwork shortly after he was out. Talk about some of the damage that was. How Mrs. Clinton used to beat him up on a regular basis, which I find quite amusing. I think we talked about it on the show. We had the Secret Service guy on, and one of the meetings they would have is how far do they let the spouse beat up on the leader of the free world? Seriously, they had to decide when they would step in and keep her from killing him. We have to remember that Melania Trump grew up in a communist country. She grew up poor. She watched her parents be very frugal with little money that they had. Melania grew up with humble roots in Slovenia, where she was known as Melania Knavs. Come on, give me a break. She lived in a communist-style apartment, housing that overlooked a river and smoking factory chimney. What a lovely view, don't you think? Now, you won't be hearing from the mainstream media about Melania giving back, $5 million of taxpayers' money each year. Michelle had been, God bless it. Michelle had been spending on her personal friends, hiring them as her staff during her first 8 years. And she did. She started, that whole entourage thing, right, that celebrities have. Because they weren't president and Mrs. President. They were celebrities. Right? But all those people that she had on her staff, did she actually meet them? What is she doing now? All those people are out of work. Oh, the humanity. It just goes to show you the character of Melania. No one would have questioned if she, like Michelle, hired 24 staffers, but she knows Americans are hurting economically. And they elected her husband to help bring wealth back to America. This is not an example to set. She knows it, she knew it, and she works within those borders or guidelines. Remember, Michelle said, When they go low, we go high. She wasn't kidding. Although she wasn't talking about smoking the funny stuff. I mean, everything else, but, well, maybe. I don't know. I don't even want to go there. Michelle is like Marie Antoinette, the writer says, who was rumored to have said, "I'll let them eat cake," as the French peasants were starving without bread. Now, Melania is instead like Abigail Adams, who said, "We have too many high-sounding words, too few actions that correspond with them. Actions are what make us who we are." The First Lady Melania Trump is a humble woman whose actions speak louder than any high-sounding words that Michelle Obama ever said. You know, there is a difference in the way people think when it comes to when you have money or don't you have money. You know, I've slept in a car in past lives, if you would. No, I don't mean reincarnation either. In past times of my life, right? I've had more money in the bank than I know what to do with. I barely had enough money in the bank to pay the bills. I've been all over the place. You learn how to respect and appreciate things. You try not to take advantage of these things. When people entrust you with taxpayer dollars, you know, I'm on a school board. When people entrust you with taxpayer dollars, if you're not first thinking, how do I make this stretch? How do I make it go? How do I make it do what it's supposed to do? You need to get out of there. You don't belong there. It's not an endless pot. It's not there for me to have a whole bunch of fun with. We're supposed to be watching out for your money. They're supposed to be watching out for your money. They keep forgetting. I really believe this. They keep forgetting they're servants. Yeah, you heard me. Servants. That means they're supposed to be serving us. Taking care of us. Doing what we need them to do. When we come back, Trump TV. You know, get in now, because you know somebody's going to make a big stink. Something's going to happen with it. I don't want you to miss it. Come on back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
You know, I did that story today about Blazing Saddles, remember? You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But the I was talking about Blazing Saddles and how, oh, my God, there's a whole bunch of little snowflakes screaming about Blazing Saddles and how bad it is and how racist it is and. I mean, Mel Brooks has got to be going out of his mind. Think about it. You can't, he couldn't go on a college campus and talk about making these movies, let alone what's in them. It would make me nuts. I mean, these snowflakes really got to get a life. They really got to understand. They're calling it a hateful movie, a terrible movie. It makes people feel bad. No, it makes you young snowflakes feel bad. The rest of us, as you saw with myself and Corey Duncan, it doesn't bother us. They're just words. You shouldn't be that easily harmed by words. I got to find that Star Trek clip one of these days. We're back in the 60s. They were dealing with this stuff. And in one of the scenes, there was a word used that you probably couldn't use today. But they were explaining how words didn't mean, they've got past words, because they understand words, hurtful words were used out of ignorance or hate, of which either one, they just weren't going to nourish or nurture or whatever you want to call it. So Trump TV is with us now. POTUS launches a real new service to fight negative media. Some people are having a real issue with this. I don't. I think it's wonderful. I mean, really, seriously. What do you call it? Blamo had it. The difference was he did it with your money. That's right, with taxpayer dollars. He had his weekly, he had his person, one of his communication people. I don't think it was the Yeah, it was one of his communications people every week. That person is being paid by taxpayers. If they're being paid by taxpayers, then it's your money. So he was doing all this propaganda that he was sending out to tell you how great he was with your dollars. Well, Trump's not using your dollars. Why is it such a big deal? Let's see. Let me see if I can play this. Now, they took the video down. See? Anyway, see if I can get that later on. Maybe I can find that later on. I'll put that up. Maybe you can grab it. Let's see. Oh, it's already there. Anyhow, so the Trump campaign has launched a weekly news service on social media to provide supporters with positive coverage of the president amid surveys showing that Mr. Trump's base of support and job approval ratings are shrinking, which is kind of really weird. When you think about where we're at in the economy, where we're at in the stock market, where we're at with jobs and what have you, you think it'd be a little different. But people are being fed so much negativity. There's so many things that are overshadowing what he's actually done. You can't get real information on what he's done. I don't think you can. So, he started a conservative television, or is using a conservative television commentator, Kayleigh McEnany, who was named Monday as spokesman for the Republican National Committee. She served as an anchor of the Trump's campaign News of the Week video for the first time last weekend. And to think that, you know, again, the fact that he even has to do this, the fact that he has to have somebody out there that's kind of plugging away for what's really being done, I don't see how we let them get away with this. Hold on. Guess what? Okay, well, it's going to work for me now. So let's hear what she has to say. Let's hear the propaganda behind one of these broadcasts. Yeah, probably helps if you take...
Tower here. Hey, everybody, I'm Kayleigh McEnany. Thank you for joining us as we provide you the news of the week from Trump Tower here in New York. More great economic news on Friday. The July jobs report added a better-than-expected 209,000 jobs. Overall, since the president took office, President Trump has created more than 1 million jobs.
Now, the only thing I have a problem with that is we've all screamed, and this is one of my issues with conservatives, we all screamed every time somebody said that President Oblamo created jobs. Well, government doesn't create jobs. They get out of the way to allow other companies to create jobs. That's what we should be saying. We shouldn't be saying that President Trump, we can say under President Trump, under this current administration, you know, over 1 million jobs have been created since the first of the year. I'd be good with that. Let's stay with the truth. Let's make it so they can't nitpick at us like we like to do to them. I like to do to them.
The unemployment rate is at a 16-year low, and consumer confidence is at a 16-year high.
Now, all of that, we've been told that all of that is because of Mr. Oblamo. Now, the funny thing about all this is he had 8 years to do all this. So if it's at an all-time high now, why wasn't it at an all-time high under him? Why hasn't it dropped if they don't trust Trump? And to show you how ignorant people are, they're happy with where the economy's going. They're happy that people are going back to work. They're happy that money is moving again, but they don't attribute any of it to Trump. It's really amazing. We have failed these people when it comes to public education. We have failed them so they understand where money, where this stuff comes from, and how the economy flows.
All while the Dow Jones continues to break records, President Trump has clearly steered the economy back in the right direction.
Now, if you think about this, look, some of you already know this stuff, and I know it's kind of boring to you, but others don't. So let's help educate others. Here's the deal. When you start removing regulations, and I'm not talking about the regulations that ruin the planet, ruin the air, ruin the water, kills kids, and is against black people. Not those regulations. I'm talking about the simple regulations. The regulations where we've got some crazy stuff in California. But regulations that really don't make a difference. And when you have regulations, just to have regulations, because, you know, the president didn't like the fact that we had, you know, we were working with coal here. I mean, all this stuff that just made them crazy. So once we start repealing some of these regulations that make no sense, that they're hard to adhere to, all of a sudden, the market starts to move. Why? Because now businesses are going, I don't have to spend money doing all this crazy stuff. I can actually spend money making money. I can put people back to work. You put people back to work, they're outside. That's why consumer confidence is doing better. They're outside. Now they're working and they're buying and they're doing what they should be doing. It's great all the way around. Companies will invest in research and development because they have extra money for it. They're not throwing it all these at these EPA fines and fees.
On Wednesday, the president introduced the RAISE Act. For decades, a steady rise in immigration has depressed the wages of American workers. The RAISE Act will increase wages, decrease poverty, and save the taxpayers billions. Americans deserve a raise, and President Trump is finally putting the American worker first. Also,
we've seen a bit of a flat line. You know, in the economy, in employment, we've seen a bit of a flat line for raises, people making more money. However, they did go up, but they're not where they need to be. And see, the difference between the right and the left, I'm on the right. I'm willing to admit to you, they're not where they need to be. Not yet, anyhow. Trump hasn't come through with the big things. And that's what's causing some of these companies to kind of stumble, sit tight, wait to see what happens. Because they're still stuck with Obamacare for the moment. And that's not cheap. It's costing them money.
Wednesday, President Trump awarded Medal of Honor to one of our Vietnam War heroes, Specialist 5 James McLuhan. McLuhan risked his life on 9 separate occasions, saving many of his wounded peers. President Trump also honored veterans as a whole.
See, that's a hero. I'm so tired of hearing how the Kaepernickcons, whatever his name was, who took a knee out there on the football field, Kaepernick. Yeah, I mean, seriously, he's a hero because he took a knee to what? To protest the country where he has all the freedoms he has? You think he'd make that much money in the Cuban Football League? Maybe he should go down and start the Venezuelan Football League. I'm sure they're open to all kinds of capitalistic type of ideas. You go down there now, right? Everybody wants to be like Venezuela. So we can have a dictator, apparently. Look what he's doing now. He has made the elected down in Venezuela, they have made the elected officials in the lower houses, if you would, they have of no effect. They can't do anything to overturn any of the laws that the dictator puts into effect. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Trump TV continues.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side, yes. With Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have, well, I was going to say you're listening to Trump TV, but you're not yet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're listening on Red State Radio, thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. A lot of good things coming up at Red State Radio in the coming weeks. A lot of good things happening over there. There are a lot of good people working hard to bring you what you need to hear, bring you the good stories, the good stuff, the whack things, because they're bringing you me. So I got to say, the whack things that you need to hear. You need to, you know, some people, I love people sending me emails and saying, this stuff isn't real. These stories aren't real. This isn't really, really? Look them up on your own. Seriously, don't, you know, you can't just listen to me and say, oh, I don't believe you. They're not true. They're not right. I'm not going to act on them. No. You got to do something. So why don't you listen? Why don't you pay attention? Right? Check out the stories, because they are real. And they should scare the bejesus out of you, because some of you with kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, this is affecting all of them. And you can't just blow it off. It's what got us here to begin with. You keep thinking somebody else is going to do the work for you. Ain't nobody else going to do the work for you. Not the way you do it. And not caring like you care. It's a little bit more on Trump TV. And you call it whatever you want. He calls it real news. I think they're simply putting out the information. I don't have a... You know what everybody's freaking out about? Think about what Trump is doing. He's using all the media that Obama used to get the message out. And the old-time Debs don't know how to do it. And frankly, neither do the old-time Republicans. They stink at this stuff. In Los Angeles, and especially in Los Angeles County, the Democrats were registering online like 16 to 1 with Republicans at one point. It was crazy because Republicans, what they had pieces of paper. They went to malls. They went to events. Right? They brought paper. Here, write this down. I could lose this and I have to come back. Just nuts. The Dems were out with iPads. They were out with tablets. People were signing up online. Wasn't a big deal. They're appealing to the younger people who want to do everything online. Not us. By dag nabbit, we're going to force you to go back to horse and buggy if it kills us. I mean, that's how dumb we get at times. I fought with a local Republican party for years to get a website up when the Dems already had it up. And once it went up, people loved the fact that they were able to get information on local issues that were going down with Republicans. But it takes years for us to move on anything. So I have no problem with the president having his own little Trump TV to get the information out. Or that he tweets. I wish he wouldn't tweet some of the stuff he did. I wish he'd reword some of the stuff he did. But he tweets nonetheless. He's using modern information. And the hypocrites out there, the other, elected officials.
It's not presidential to tweet.
Well, I guess as a senator, it's okay to tweet. As a congressman, it's okay to tweet. As mayors, it's okay to tweet. As school board members, it's okay to tweet. It's just not okay to tweet if you're president. So, back to Trump TV and what they were covering. I just thought we'd have a little fun with this.
With yet another VA reform package that will enable millions of veterans to receive better access to care, President Trump is dedicated to honoring these men and women who fought valiantly for our country and ensure...
So think about that. We don't hear about these things. I mean, some of you might have got bits and pieces of it, but we really don't hear about the things that the president is doing. We don't... I mean, last I had Congressman Steve Knight on the show a couple of weeks ago. And at that time, they were up to 152 bills that they had passed. The Senate's got a bunch of bills stuck in it. I mean, I don't know what it is about the Senate. The Senate, they should change the name of the Senate to where bills go to die. Because if they don't want to work hard, they don't want to work hard on these things, they don't go anywhere. They just sit there and die. You know, I had a friend of mine tell me that, the Congress is like a bunch of frat boys, right? Just running around doing, just constantly in chaos and turmoil and things going at a million miles an hour. The Senate is supposed to be the adults in the room. Anyway.
Ensuring that they receive the care that they deserve. Thank you for joining us, everybody. I'm Kaylee McEnany, and that is The Real News.
Yeah, the real updates. The real news. The stuff really going on. It's not the only one, but the fact of the matter is that at least you can get the information there. Let us decide. What is it? They don't trust us. They don't think we have two brain cells to rub together. Speaking of not having two brain cells, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. I just know it's not going to go right. Mr. Zuckerberg says he wants to run. Well, he's given hints he may run for president. Which I think is really funny because I heard him speak. I heard his speech, and it sounded more like he wants to be more like a social dictator than a president, because he talked about forcing everybody. Listen, if we go blank, pick us up on Ustream because last time I talked about it, they shut us down. So, but his attitude is that everybody should be paid a base, and he gave this speech at a college. Everybody should be given jobs in the green industry if they're not working. Everybody should have solar panels on their homes. I mean, he went down a whole list of things that were freebies. Now, the man is worth $70 billion. I should say the young man, the boy, whatever. $70 billion. Can't even be sworn in as president for 2 years. Now, I don't know if that means he can run and just can't take office until, but think about the platform he has. Think about the base he has. Think about what he could do to stir it up. He would be a hard fight, but he's totally not qualified to be president. I mean, what foreign deals is he making? Remember something. Let's be honest about this. He stole Facebook. Do your own homework. All right? I mean, did I talk about McDonald's last night? How I wouldn't eat there anymore? I didn't finish. I didn't even get close. So Netflix. I was watching Netflix. And they have a McDonald's movie. I don't know if it's new or it just hit or what the deal is. So they've shown a story of McDonald's. And I'm saying to myself at first, I'm watching this guy, Ray Kroc. I mean, 58 years old, right? Selling blenders out of the trunk of his car. Multi-feed blenders. And he gets a call. He's not doing well. He's not been able to sell anything. Apparently, he's made some money in his life because, you know, he's out doing some sales. He's got a nice house, the whole nine yards. And then he runs across the McDonald's brothers. They placed an order he just didn't believe in. He didn't believe it could be real. And he goes out there and he sees the restaurant and he talks to the guys a couple of times. And they wouldn't franchise. They couldn't for whatever it was. And then Ray Kroc takes over and he starts to make things happen. He starts building franchises, running all around the place. His wife, you know, she thinks he's out of his mind, but then she starts to support him once she sees that that this thing is now starting to work. It's starting to take off. It's starting to make sense. So she gets behind him and she starts working with him. And then a series of things happen. Things start to grow. Things start to get better for Ray and his wife. And then what's he do? When he ultimately becomes extremely successful, he decides the wife has slowed him down. She needs to go. And then he goes after one of the wives of one of the franchisees. The guy is a pacifist. The wife is a go-getter. He likes that in the woman. So she helps him run McDonald's for the longest time. And then at the end of the movie, he screws the McDonald brothers. No, seriously, he takes advantage of them. And you can tell me all you want to that, you know, that's how business happens and they should have known better. No, they trusted him. I believe one of the brothers knew from day one they weren't going to get the money. And they got to keep one restaurant. And then he went and put them out of business. But he was not a very nice guy. In my mind, you want to do it the right way. You want to work hard. You want to make ends. You want to be successful working hard. You don't go stepping on other people to do it. It's not the way to do it. You got a better idea, you make it happen. I know this came out of me talking about Zuckerberg and Facebook. He took their idea. He stole their process for all intents and purposes. So, again, I just won't go there because my attitude, they owe the original McDonald's brothers. McDonald's Corporation owes the original McDonald's brothers hundreds of millions of dollars that them or their family is never going to see. And it was done on a handshake. Part of it was done on a handshake. It's, you know what? You guys want to scream that there's no contract and something. If your word isn't your bond, you're not a person I want to do business with. Not everything has to have a signature. Not everything has to have the lawyers looking over 17 times over. It shouldn't be like that. You should have a little integrity about you that they can trust you with. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time. Remember, if you're on any of the social media, Facebook, you got to restart a few minutes past the hour. Other than that, hey, if you tune in, the station's still carrying the show. Stay with the station. If you want to hear the rest of the show and the station is leaving, hop on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, do so much.
I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in a minute.